Now, you may remember back in February we spoke to Sandra Schmid, who's the owner of Hairy Henry Care Farm down in Bantry in West Cork. Hairy Henry is a centre with therapeutic riding and farming activities to help with emotional, physical, educational, behavioural and mental health challenges for children and adults with additional needs. So it does great work down there. Sandra had sent us an email about her plans to fundraise for a new barn for the centre by traversing Ireland on her horse, Flora. Well, Sandra began her journey this morning and she can talk to us now, and she's up on Flora. How are you doing, Sandra?
Hi, Ray. Thanks for having me back.
Sandra, will you just stay quiet for a minute? I just want to hear the clip-clop of Flora's hooves, if you don't mind. Ah, yeah. And there, that's the real thing. It's not two coconut shells.
It's not two coconut shells. It's the real thing. It's four horse legs.
Yeah. So it's what a lovely day you chose to set off on your journey.
Oh, gosh. It's gorgeous up here.
Yeah.
I've just passed through County Cavan. I'm just going into Leitrim now. Blue sky, hardly a cloud in the sky. Warm. I'm in short sleeves. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, and how's Flora getting on?
She's fine. She's plodding along, as you can hear.
Yes.
and that's what she's good at.
That's what she does, yes. So you set off this morning from Black Lion in County Cavan, 9 o'clock. What, if any, has been the reaction to you as you plod along?
Oh, great curiosity, really. And a lot of waves from cars and helpful people telling me about the best route to travel.
Yeah.
And when they say, where are you heading? And I say, I'm heading back to County Cork. They look at me. They haven't heard right. And they go, what?
So, Hairy Henry, you said you had a barn, but you need to sort of make it into a building now, don't you?
Exactly, yeah. So we have the main frame standing, there's a roof in and all that. We just need to finish it off, really. And it's surprising how many resources that takes.
Yes.
So we are off on the road to do a little fundraiser. We have a GoFundMe page going. Our whole operation is called Hairy Henry's Homeward Bound Tour.
Very good.
Look that up on GoFundMe. Yep. We have a Facebook page as well. I'll put a lot of photos up and news and how we get on and everything, because I think people like to follow a journey.
Of course they do.
And, you know, if they see it's for good cause, you know, all the better. And a lot of people said, oh gosh, you know, and will you make little films? So we might try to do that as well.
Great.
And we have a YouTube channel.
Brilliant.
So we hope to upload films, which will be difficult on the road. But luckily, I have a very skilled and kind husband at home, Tim. And
hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim. Back home. Well, he's actually on his way back home from dropping me off yesterday.
And Sandra, Flora is a big horse.
You're
at a height, so you can see over hedges. That's where
absolutely.
I'm going. Yes.
And I love this way to travel. It's just the best.
Yeah, because you see things you don't see in cars.
Absolutely. And it's a nice slow speed, so we walk mostly. We wouldn't be kind of trotting, galloping, what's it. We'd be mostly walk. So it's a nice slow pace, 5 kilometres an hour. And and you get to meet a lot more people as well, because you can look over hedges and fences and people.
Wave at people, Listen, Sandra, we're going to talk to you again. We won't talk about the weather because it's brilliant today, so enjoy it while you have it. GoFundMe, Hairy Henry's Homeward Bound Tour from Black Lion in Cavan down to Bantry in County Cork, and we'll be talking to Sandra again as she plods her way down the country. Thanks, Sandra. Mind yourself.
Absolutely.
See you, Flora.
Bye.
Clip, clop, clip, clop.
Bye.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.